The diet above had about 4 ounces of grains, and half of them were whole grains, assuming that the items were in fact made from whole grains. There were approximately 1.5 cups of vegetables and about 1 cup of fruit. In addition, the child in our example consumed over 2 cups of skim milk, 2 ounces of meat, and 40 minutes of activity. In our example, the child chose to eat all of the foods offered, and their diet wouldn't be too bad. By eating breakfast and lunch at school, the child would have consumed foods from every food group. In addition, most children also eat at least one other snack and supper at home. Given all this, the child in our example would have been able to meet each goal for every food group. However, the example given is showing an ideal day where most children would likely fall somewhere just below this ideal goal for food choices. As mentioned, the whole grain cereal, the wheat bread, the green peas, the mandarin oranges, the skim milk, and the ham are choices that are more toward the base of the pyramid, while a muffin, a cookie, fruit juice, and potatoes may be more towards the tip of the pyramid. Earlier, we talked about how childhood obesity is soaring and how children's diets do not typically meet all the food guide pyramid recommendations. The point of our activity was to show that school lunch is definitely not solely to blame for this serious problem. As you saw, our sample school lunch provided some whole grains, fruits, and vegetables. The activity also showed you how complex it is to plan a meal that meets all those specific requirements. School lunch is not a terrible thing that is causing childhood obesity. The obesity issue is a complex issue that obviously has many factors. Some of these factors include the activity level of the children, genetics, family lifestyle, competitive foods, fast food, television advertisements, nutrition education, school lunch, and the example set by role models. As you can see, many variables affect the health status of our nation's children. But think about this. The National School Lunch Program provides lunch to more than 31 million children each school day. Schools reach over 95% of all children between the ages of 5 and 17. Obviously, meals at school play a critical role in developing children's eating patterns. They provide 1/2 to 1/3 of many students' daily nutritional needs. It just makes sense to use the National School Lunch Program as a means to show America's youth what a balanced nutritional meal looks like. And what a perfect opportunity to reach the greatest number of America's youth at one time by teaching them nutrition education in the classroom and in the cafeteria while encouraging physical activity.